All systems go. It's been a lot of work, but it is all systems go. Yes, exactly.
Well, you spoke to us the other week about the damage, the trees, and just removing some of the trees that came down was a task in itself. For those that will be attending next weekend, what will they see? Are there remnants of the storm, or have you done a terrific job in cleaning it up?
Well, they won't. Like, you might notice a few. If you haven't been there before, you won't notice anything, obviously. And if you have been there before, you might notice there's a bit of shade missing from around the bar, but there'll be marquees in places you hadn't seen marquees before. The members' car park, what we use for the members, is actually going to be all marquees and fenced off. We've got a bumper booking of marquees and still taking bookings. So Chris Young, Dave Purcell, the committee have absolutely worked like dogs to get this to the point where it's at. And, yep, we've got it all back together again as much as we can in the short space of time. And the main action, as you know, is always on the grass at the track, and there's nothing wrong with that. So there'll be a good day's racing. The bar will be open. The DLA will be open. There'll be a band playing. And Healesville will be hopping.
Well, Balnarring already with a couple of meetings in Woolamai, but we've lost quite a few. Just briefly, because I know sometimes you can speak longer than briefly, but just for those that didn't hear our chat, just explain again the major damage that you've had to fix over the last few weeks.
Okay, so in brief, and you like me to be brief, we've lost 10 trees. These are 60-year-old oaks, massive. They've damaged the Ray Hart Pavilion, as in demolished it, which was the new extension to the bar. They've cut off half of the canteen sit-down area. They have destroyed the ladies' jockey's room. They have destroyed the other side of the bar. They've destroyed the little entry at the ticket box. And so that's all been cleaned up. They're all gone. The holes have all been filled. All the roads have been dressed up with new loads and loads and loads of crushed rock. So, yeah, it was extensive damage, but, you know, the track is dried out. There's a little bit of rail damage that was fixed. Everything's pretty much back together and ready to race. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it's great that you got a good lot of bookings, because after this meeting, your next meeting is your big Healesville Cup on the 8th of January. So a lot of those attending this meeting coming up next week, they will be, in many cases, backing up for your big feature.
Sure will. And the other thing to get out is, and I know it confuses people when you say book online, you must book online. You do not have to book online, and this has been an issue. It confuses people when you say you must book online. Yes, it's preferable if you book online. It makes traceability a lot easier. But with QR codes and everything else, you can decide on Saturday morning or Friday night, I want to go to Healesville. And you can rock up, and we'll take your money, and we'll let you in. We'll know who you are. We'll check your vaccinations. We'll QR code in like you went to any other shop or any other venue. So I need to get that out there, because it's been putting a lot of people off because they misread how the information is presented. So it's important to know that if you're not savvy with online booking, or you not keen to online book, and you want to decide at the last minute or the day before or two, whatever, that morning, you can come to Healesville and you'll have a spot on the rail.
Yeah, because when we first had the reintroduction of crowds, it was all about pre-booking, nothing on track at the gate, but now it's no bubble, it's a roll up, but buy a ticket, so that's good news. So a lot of people are picnic goers, people that buy a ticket on the day. So if you're listening and you want to go to Healesville, you don't have to book online, but it does help. But you can buy a ticket at the gate for this meeting, which has been given the green light for the 11th of December. Hey, John, always good to catch up with you. You enjoy your race day. We'll find a reason to chat to you between now and the new year, of course, when the Healesville Cup is with us. But after losing the meetings and getting all of the place ready to go, it'll be great to see your racetrack in action. And all the best next weekend. We'll chat to you after the meeting. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Andrew, and a Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.